In the gospel reading today, we are told that our Lord opened the minds of his apostles to be able to understand the scriptures. All of the scriptures either lead to Jesus, they are about Jesus, or they are reflecting upon the Lord. We have to be able to open our minds to be able to understand the scriptures as well. They are the word of God. And for a lot of us, what's happened is because there are all kinds of people who do all kinds of stupid things with scripture, a lot of us just simply don't even read it. It's the word of God. We need to read it. We need to know it. Because it's the truth. It's not something that should be an option to us as to whether or not we want to know scripture. And so we need to make sure that we're deep in the Word of God. And then to understand, just as St. Paul was saying, everything that was promised to our fathers has been fulfilled for us. We have to understand when we look at that and ask ourselves, okay, we know that the Jewish people were believing that someday there would be a Messiah, and he had to fulfill all these things that are written. How do you know if he's the one? If you don't know what's written about him, how do you know? So the rabbis had looked at things and they said there are 300 specific points in scripture that must be fulfilled in this one person to be the Messiah. There's only one person who's fulfilled all of them. I always like to remind people, I don't know where Archbishop Sheen got the number, but he's the one who said the odds of all 300 of those being fulfilled in one person are the ratio of 1 over the number 84 followed by 126 zeros. Think about that. 1 over 84 followed by 126 zeros. Very minute odds. That's why we can look at Jesus and say, he is the one. He didn't fulfill 299, because if there were only 299 points fulfilled, he's not the Messiah. You could say he's close, but not quite. It had to be all of them. And unless we know what it is that he's supposed to do and who he is, then all we're doing is going through the motions. So again, it's one thing even to be able to say, okay, he fulfills everything. He is the one that was spoken of. He is the one who is prophesied. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Now let's take it to the next level. He's my Savior. That's the point St. Paul is making. This salvation is given to us. Not objectively, subjectively. He wants us to know him and to love him. Not just to know that he fulfills all 300 points from the Old Testament that needed to be fulfilled. He lives. He is alive. He is God. He didn't separate himself from us. He stays with us. He wants us to be united with him. So once we know who he is, now we need to know him so that we can love him. That's what he's looking for. Not just the acknowledgement that, yep, he's the one. He is the one. Now what's our response? Not just an intellectual assent that, yep, I guess he fulfilled it all. This is it. He wants a response from the heart. He wants a relationship. He wants our love. And he wants us to allow him to love us. That's why he came. That's why he did what he did. Because he loves us. Not at an arm's distance. His heart is open. And it cannot close. So he's inviting us. What he told us he was going to do when he's lifted up from the earth, He will draw us to himself. He was lifted up from the earth on the cross. He was lifted up from the earth on the resurrection. He was lifted up from the earth in his ascension. And so he draws us to himself on the cross. But he draws us to himself in the resurrection. He is drawing us to himself in heaven. Heaven is about love. It's not about knowledge. No one's going to get into heaven because they know some things. They're only going to get into heaven because they love. That's what he's looking for. We can't love what we don't know, so yes, we need to know. But now we need to take it to the next step. That's the invitation that he is making to all of us. So if we know who he is, we understand the salvation that he has brought to us. Now we need to know the Savior. Not know who he is, know him, so that we can in turn love him.